Good evening, I'm John Yang. There's no holiday weekend for negotiators on Capitol Hill. They're trying to reach a budget deal that would clear the way for Congress to raise the nation's debt limit and prevent the Treasury from running out of cash and defaulting on its debt. That could come as early as June 5th. Both Biden administration officials and House Republicans are indicating that a deal is within reach. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sounded optimistic today when he spoke with reporters.
Now, is everything I wanted? No, it has to pass the Senate and get signed by the president. Each day I feel closer and better.
The negotiators are closing in on a two-year deal that would push the need to next raise the debt limit until after the 2024 elections. A big sticking point remains the Republicans' proposal for new work requirements for recipients of federal food aid. Many Democratic lawmakers oppose that. Vice President Kamala Harris gave the commencement address at West Point today, the first woman to do that in the military academy's 221-year history. At the ceremony, where about 950 graduating cadets became Army second lieutenants, Harris saluted the military for breaking barriers and becoming more inclusive.
This year, you celebrate the 75th anniversary of the integration of women in the military, as well as the desegregation of our military. These milestones are a reminder of a fundamental truth. Our military is strongest when it fully reflects the people of America.
West Point's first female cadets enrolled in 1976, following an act of Congress. And on this Memorial Day weekend, AAA estimates that around 42 million Americans will be traveling at least 50 miles from home. About 37 million will go by car. That's about 6% more than last year. Gas prices average about $1 per gallon cheaper than last year. At airports, federal officials say the number of air travelers has already hit a pandemic-era high. AAA projects that this coming summer travel season could break records, especially for air travel. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how to fix the global plastic problem and what the federal government is doing to help new and expectant mothers.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.